a few days' time, I'm due to be travelling to Germany and taking my guide dog Vance with me for the first time. And during that time, I intend to record an audio diary of some kind, charting our journey from London by train through the Channel Tunnel to Brussels, Cologne, and then up to Hamburg, and what it's like working a guide dog abroad. But I thought I would start the audio diary a few days early, as today, Sunday the 17th of April, is the second day that I've spent sailing on Lake Windermere with British Blind Sailing. This was a training weekend in preparation for the Blind Nationals, which take place later in May at the East Anglia Sailing Trust. It's based at Levington Yacht Marina in Suffolk, an event which I've taken part in a couple of years running. The first year I won it, last year I came last, so this year somewhere in between we're quite good. But the idea of this weekend was to do a bit of training. Sadly the winds were pretty low for much of the time, so quite tricky, but we got going, we were sailing Benetton 211s, something like that. They're a sort of 21-foot keelboat, quite heavy to handle, probably not my favourite boat in the world compared to other things I've sailed, but it was good fun, and certainly grateful to those who made their boats available for that. So everyone just headed off home. I had decided, after too many times of coming away to training weekends like this and having to go on late afternoon Sunday trains and rail replacement buses, I thought I would stay an extra night up here. So I'm now sitting on the terrace of my hotel, Hillthwaite House Hotel in Windermere, which is quite high up, looking down on the valley and the lake somewhere in the distance. It's around 5 in the evening and the sun is really bright and quite warm, unseasonally warm for April, it feels anyway. There's a light breeze blowing in from, well, from here it feels like it's blowing in from the north, whereas at times down on the lake it's coming from a different direction. Doesn't really know where it's going. So I've now got a few days left of packing and other preparations before Vance and I head off to Germany. It's quite a scary thing in some ways, taking a guide dog. Such a precious thing in so many ways. Precious for my mobility and as my best friend who's with me all the time. Taking him abroad with all the complications that entails when trying to bring him back in. Obviously he's got his pet passport and his rabies vaccination and microchip and all of that stuff, but just some concern, you know, what happens if it all goes wrong, if the microchip can't be found, etc. But we'll cross these bridges. In the meantime, I'm going to just enjoy sitting on this sun terrace, enjoying the sun, and not travelling hurriedly back down to London until sometime tomorrow.